first it was Jack Phillips in his three-time battle against the LGBT for refusing to bake a cake for same-sex couples. Now, the auxiliary has to go and battle them, refusing to design a wedding dress for a lesbian couple. Although the LGBT might win this one, since the battleground is in New York City, I'm Red Pill Man. You're on the Red Pill Channel. Let's get into it. Oh, man. What could I tell you, man? The times we're living in. The times we're living in. Wedding dress design refuses to make garment for a lesbian couple. It goes against her faith. That's basically what she's saying. Lesbian couple from Missouri has been denied service by New York-based wedding dress designer at same-sex marriages against her religion. It has claimed Tiffany Allen and Angel Lane of St. Louis said they reached out to D Auxiliary to inquire about a $1,500 jumpsuit, which they hoped Lane would wear for their upcoming wedding in October. The couple described their shock after a follow-up email from owner Dominique Galbraith revealed she would not be able to make the garment for religious reasons, while encouraging them both to reconsider their relationship. I wouldn't be able to make a piece for a same-sex wedding. It goes against my faith in Christ, Galbraith wrote. I believe Jesus died for our sins so that we would live for him according to his holy word. I know you both love each other and that this feels right, but I encourage you both to reconsider and see what the Lord has to say and the wonderful things he has in store for you, both if you trust and obey him. I'm available to talk and share more about Jesus if you like. Feel free to call me, she added. Screenshots of the email exchange were posted on Facebook by Lane. As noted by Lane, while explaining the incident, several of Dominique's clients appeared to have their children in their wedding, and I assume she didn't give them a speech about being a virgin and having children prior to marriage, because she clearly designed and created the apparel they sought for their big day. Okay, well, that's different from, same-sex couples, all right? She doesn't, it's her business, and she could service who she wants. Speaking to the British newspaper Metro, Allen added, I hurt because I didn't feel good enough. A person who truly has that heart will tell you that God don't make any mistakes. I am not a mistake. My fiance is not a mistake. What people don't fail to understand is, all right, this is what I don't understand about these same-sex LGBT community people. You are trying to go with a God that condemns your lifestyle. That makes no damn sense at all. Why would you do that? Okay, it's a Christian. Obviously, the woman's Christian. It's her business. Find somewhere else to go. It's simple as that. It really is. I don't get it. You want to push your release on people. The couple are considering filing a discrimination lawsuit against the company. While Missouri state laws do not prohibit businesses from discriminating people based on sexual orientation, they do exist in New York, where Deal Auxiliary is based. Marsha McCormick, professor at St. Louis University's School of Law, told Fox 2, the dressmaker is violating New York state law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, which is true. Deal Auxiliary did not immediately return a request or comment. A landmark decision, the Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that a Colorado baker had a constitutional right not to sell a wedding cake to a gay couple in 2012. Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop, refused service to Charlie Craig and David Mullins because of his sincere religious beliefs and convictions. Lawsuits have been filed against Phillips a total of three times after he refused to bake cakes for anyone that he believes violates his beliefs. Sad to say, this is how it is. All right? This is the era we're living in. Don't tell me no. How dare you? You know, it's my wedding day. You gave it to these people. They had kids out of wedlock. All right. Okay. That's true. All right, but these people are getting married and taking care of the responsibilities, so you don't really win that argument. Okay? Another thing, again, the simple fact of the matter is, you're trying to, get your way in by a deity that is against your lifestyle. Find somewhere else to go get your wedding cake, your wedding dress designed. That's all it is. Like I said, I've always said this before. This is not about equality. It's the same thing with feminism. It's not about equality. It's about domination. You cannot tell these people no, or we will bully you into accepting us. That's what it is. You're gonna accept me whether you get or not. This is tyranny. There are plenty of other. New York City is very liberal. Okay? I live in New York. It is a very liberal state. She could find any other wedding designer to help her out with this. Any other wedding designer. But because she knows that she has power as LGBT, because they are a powerfully protected class, she is going to bully this woman. And it's going to be like any business, based in their religious belief, will have to concede to this. This is going to be a backlash because people are going to get upset and people are going to rebel against this. She's gonna, I don't know if she's gonna win. I'm sorry. Because New York City is a very liberal state, once again, very much dictated by LGBT and other liberal groups. Sad to say. I hope she could win. Maybe she could turn out being a Jack Phillips.